On our morning show today, we talk about FBLA, the Ithaca FBLA. They've been a very successful chapter. And in the studio, we have advisor Katie Burnley. We also have Julie Thompson, who is helping out the program as well in that regard. And we also have some students in the studio with us. Izzy Ortiz, we have Devin Heim, Abby Plunka, we have Peyton Brown. They're going to talk about their roles and the upcoming competition. Katie, explain a little bit about FBLA and what it is.
Well, FBLA stands for Future Business Leaders of America, and it's an organization that helps promote leadership amongst the students. We go to competitions, and there's a variety of different events that you can do at the competition. Our first one is coming up the first Saturday in February, and it will be at Lancaster High School this year. And then we'll have our state competition in Green Bay, and then there'll be the national competition this summer. Hopefully we'll have some people make it onto nationals again this year. There's lots of different events to choose from. Some are presentations, some are tests, some are production events like job interview with resume. So lots of different things that students can choose from. And some of our students have been real creative, and they're also in forensics or FFA because our students are involved in so many different things. And sometimes they'll choose events that they can kind of do on. They have to adapt depending on what the parameters of the event are, but sometimes they can get projects that they can kind of do in all the programs.
Ithaca has had a long history of FBLA. It seems like it's really expanded in terms of the things that you can get involved in now, right?
I think so. This is my seventh year doing FBLA. Connie Jump was the advisor before me, and we just kind of have scratched the tip of the iceberg of different things that you could do with FBLA, but with how involved our students are with other activities and sports and extracurricular activities, you know, you want it to be fun. My big thing is to have them be active members, and I'd rather have them, I want well-rounded active members, so we'll do what the students choose to do.
And you've got lots of categories. You've had some success with some of these students that are in the studio with us.
We've had a lot of success with some students. Abby, who's with us today, she actually, of the four students we brought, three of them are seniors. Abby has qualified for nationals three different years, and she's attended nationals 2 years. So that's always an interesting decision, a difficult decision for the students to make if they qualify for nationals, whether or not they feel like it's something that they can attend. It's about a week long in the summer, and it's an expensive week to go to for the students. So we do our best to support them financially and to get them there. But sometimes once summer hits, they realize working their jobs or other things take priority, which is, I'm totally fine with that. I just am so proud of them to be a national qualifier.
Yeah, just to say you qualified is pretty cool, too.
That's huge,
it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to meet some of the students here, but you've got the competition coming up in early February. You mentioned that. And right now you're busy preparing for that, I assume.
Definitely. Some of the students have taken tests already. I have a student who's doing job interview. Her resume and cover letter were due last week. And then some of them will take the tests and do their presentations at the event.
Okay. And that's where did you say that was again?
It's at Lancaster this year.
And we're going to meet some of the students here. Let's start with Vice President Devin Heim, who is here today. How you doing, Devin?
Good. How are you, Phil?
Great. Why are you involved in FBLA?
I joined it last year just because I found out, you know, I kind of wanted to go into business in college, and I thought, well, it's a business club, so I might as well join it and see what I can do.
So what is a typical day for you when you're in FBLA? What do you do?
I'd say most days I don't do too much with it, but I've started, I've been using it a little more. So my plan is I'm doing the accounting test. So I took accounting this last semester with Ms. Burnley, so I've learned a lot from it, so I thought I might as well do a test on it.
If you're going to be in business, that's the way to go, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. You must like crunching numbers.
I do, yeah. I take a lot of math classes, and that's kind of what I'm going for in the future, so.
You being involved in sports, sports involves so many numbers. So that's probably another avenue too, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, I think that it all kind of goes together. So I think that's kind of why I like it.
Uh-huh. What are some other things you're involved in at Ithaca Schools?
I'm involved in pretty much every club you can think of. I'm in FFA, FCCLA, Forensics, Art Club, Math Club, all three sports. So, I mean, it's a lot.
How's the Math Club doing?
We haven't had much. Most of the contests are in the spring, but I think we'll be fine.
Awesome. How do you divvy up the time? Because right now we're getting into some overlap for these clubs.
Right, for sure. I just looked at my schedule this week, and I think we have a meeting like every day for different clubs. So, I mean, trying to figure out when the meetings are definitely helps. And then, I mean, contests all coming up too. It's a lot. But.
Awesome. Yeah, and the senior year seems like it's going pretty fast, right?
Very fast. I mean, a lot of stuff just piled on me at once, figuring out scholarships, applications. So, yeah, it's a lot.
So you mentioned business. Have you made a plan of your post-education?
So my plan right now is I hear back from Madison this month. That's the goal, is to go to UW-Madison for business finance. So once I can hear back from that, that'll be pretty helpful.
Awesome. And what kind of job, where would you like to land someday if you had a dream job?
Probably work at a finance firm. I want to be a financial manager, so help out other people deal with their money.
Wonderful. And is sports going to play a role for you?
We'll see. I don't know. I'm kind of ready to let it go, but I definitely want to finish strong, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Sure, but definitely involved maybe in some sort of
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to coach for sure, and yeah. Maybe even ref one day. So
awesome. So then you've got the competition coming up. So what you've already taken a test for that, or how does that work?
So I'm taking the accounting test, so that'll be the day we go down there, the 7th. I'll take it down there in Lancaster.
What's the test like? I mean,
honestly, I've never done it. Oh. Last year, I took a sports marketing test, so this year it'll be a little different, so we'll see. I took an accounting class this year, and I learned a lot, so hopefully that'll help me do well on the test.
Awesome. So basically general math, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be general math and then kind of knowing where to place stuff in ledgers and knowing a bunch of other accounting things.
Uh-huh. So what do you sweat out more, you know, like a free throw with the game on the line or, you know, crunching some numbers at the FBLA?
Well, I know you were there the other day, Phil. I had a couple technical free throws that I was a little scared to shoot, but...
You did well, though.
I did make them both, but I definitely say probably the basketball right now. The numbers, if I mess it up, I can just do it again, where basketball, I can't really miss it, but...
True. And the Bulldogs, if you're playing coach, what do you have to do if you're going to be successful here at the end of the year for the boys' team?
I think we just got to keep playing as a team, stop the turnovers. That was kind of our struggle in the beginning of the year, but I think we're kind of starting to gel now, finally, middle of the season, so hopefully we can finish strong, keep doing what we're doing.
Awesome. Well, you're sure involved. You know, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's turn it over. We'll talk to the Prez next here. How about talking to Izzy Ortiz? How you doing, Izzy?
I'm good. How about you, Phil?
Good. I can see you over there. Thanks for joining us on the morning show. We appreciate that. So tell us what your role is, president. What are some of your duties?
Sure. So I got involved with FBLA after my brother Diego was actually the Region 4 vice president back when he was in high school, about a million years ago. But... I was really involved as even a freshman. I believe I was secretary as a sophomore, and I've progressively just moved my way up. It's been a way for me just to kind of figure out where I want to be exactly in a career in the future, realizing if I want to be in business or if that's not quite my role. But even if you don't want to go into business, it is still a great club. You learn to build relationships with other students, because a lot of times you've never met these kids before that you're around at our conferences, and you learn... really just really important skills that you're going to need in the future.
Indeed, and you probably get a chance to network a little bit, meeting other students from other schools, don't you?
Yes, exactly. I still have friends that I've talked to that I've met at the different conferences throughout the years.
Tell me what you're involved in with the upcoming competition.
So Jaden Bolin and I are doing graphic design this year. We've been partners since freshman year, and we've had pretty good success with our events. And so we're getting really excited and putting on the finishing touches on our project.
Okay. So can you fill us in a little bit more on what the project is?
Yeah, for sure. So our task this year was to take a local business and redesign their logo. So we chose Inspired Innovations, the salon that I work at, and just kind of doing a rebranding for them, and then along with, I believe, a social media post and then a ad that would go in a magazine or newspaper. So yeah, that's been really fun and exciting to work on.
That's an exciting place to be, you know, in terms of graphic design and things like that. You know, really, there are endless possibilities there for jobs, right?
Yes, for sure. And I personally don't see myself going into this field, but I know Jaden does for sure. And so it's been really interesting to see her creative activity come out in here, too.
Expand your horizons a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Too. It's definitely been a challenge for me, but I really like this event.
What are some other things you're involved in at Ithaca Schools?
I'm in Sources of Strength, Forensics, National Honor Society, FCCLA, Band and Choir, and School to Work. I leave halfway during the day, and then I head to the salon. I'm trying to think. I normally have a list going in my head of everything, but like Devin, we're both really busy, and it's hard to keep track of everything sometimes.
Yeah, time management, that's a big thing.
Yes, definitely a skill that I've learned here at Ithaca.
That's awesome. What is your category in forensics, by the way?
I have done prose since I was a freshman. I've been very stuck with that one, and it's been my tried and true, so we're sticking with that this year, too.
And when is the first competition for forensics?
That's a great question.
February 16th.
What is it, Julie?
February 16th. And we're actually hosting the sub-district contest at Ithaca this year. So
okay.
It's exciting, too.
Get to stay at home for that.
Yep. Yes, it'll be good.
Have you made plans for next year or where you'd like to be?
Yeah, so I am planning to attend Edgewood University to major in criminal justice and with a minor in psychology.
Oh, good for you. And FBLA, did you need a lot of arm twisting when you originally got involved in it, or has it always been something you liked?
A little bit. My brother, of course, kind of pushed me a little bit to join it, but honestly, I kind of fell in love right away, just with the competitiveness, but also you're mixed in. And overall, every person is competing individually, but you get so excited when you see your other teammates make it to state or nationals and stuff. We've all been so excited watching Abby get to nationals or even just state. Just the like relationships that you build are very important.
Wonderful. Well, let's bring Abby on here. If you want to swing that microphone over to her, we'll say hello to her. We saw you in the fall. You were involved, very involved in the Richland County Fair, Abby. So hello again.
Yes, hello again.
Was it a successful fair for you?
Yeah, I'd say so. We didn't get any grand prizes for our chickens. We had no chickens, but there was some good placings.
Well, with taking an animal to the fair, there's some things you can't control, but FBLA competition is a little bit different. I mean, it's all on you, right?
Yeah, it is 100% all on you, unless you have a teammate, and then it's on them too.
Oh, sure.
But I do usually solo events, so it is all on me.
What events do you do, Abby?
So I usually choose a different event each year because I think it's fun to try new things. But I always try to stay with a test because my ability to do a test, I think, surpasses my ability to do something more creative or speech-oriented. So this year, I'm doing economics.
So what do you anticipate is going to be on the test?
I actually have already taken the test. Oh. I was one of the couple of people who took the test before the regional competition.
How do you think you did?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I did too great.
Really?
But it all depends on who else is going also. So if the top three people at regionals get to go to state. So if there's only three people in regionals who are taking that same test, then you get to go to state no matter what.
I see. So can you give us an example of what was on the test or like what type of questions were asked?
Yeah. So economics, it was all about, there was a bunch of questions on like GDP and international trade.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was pretty interesting, but I'm not very knowledgeable on the subject, so we'll just have to see how I did.
So you've done a three-time event, or you've been to nationals, or you've made it to nationals three times, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of put you over the top, do you think? I guess they were all different, but did you know that you were going to be getting to that level each year?
No. It was a complete surprise for me all 3 years. I always try to study really hard before the test, of course, and the months leading up to it. So I don't know if that necessarily put me over the edge, but I got there.
Mm-hmm. So what is it like at Nationals? Like, where did you go then for those?
So it changes every year. So I went my freshman year, and which was in Atlanta, and my junior year, which was in Anaheim, Disney World.
Wow. That had to be fun.
Yeah.
You got a chance to sightsee and everything?
Yeah, it was super fun. It's so cool going to new places. I mean, my freshman year, I went with another student and Mrs. Burnley, and I just had so much fun. We ate at Hard Rock Cafe. We slept in the Giant Tower in Atlanta, the Westin. I met a new roommate, someone who I'm still friends with. I didn't place at Nationals, but it was more the journey than the destination, I suppose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff. And can you imagine life without FBLA?
No.
Is it your favorite club?
I think I'd have to say band is my favorite club that we do, but it's second.
Okay, that puts you on the spot a little bit. What are some other things you're involved in at Ithaca?
Yeah, so I do FCCLA, forensics, sources of strength, band, choir, NHS, and math club and art club. And then I do 4-H outside of school.
Right. I didn't know there were that many clubs. You guys have listed just about every one, so.
Yeah, it sure felt like that. We're all super busy all the time, so.
It sounds like it. What about next year? Have you made plans, Abby?
I have. I am going to go to UW La Crosse.
Wonderful. And study?
I'm going into pre-pharmacy.
Wow. Okay. And I would think you'll be pretty good at that because you must have pretty good memory skills, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, because a pharmacist has to remember a lot of things, so you should be good at that.
Yeah, and then that's where the business aspect comes into it, because I don't know what I'll necessarily be doing in pharmacy, but part of pharmacy could be owning my own pharmacy, I suppose.
Sure.
Like the ones in town, Paul's, the family pharmacy, and the...
Baskerville Pharmacy, Center Pharmacy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there's a handful in town, and maybe I'd come back here and start my own pharmacy.
Right. Well, very cool. Go ahead, Kate.
Abby's part of the Youth Apprentice Program and has been working at the Richland Hospital.
Okay.
So that's another program I don't think they've been mentioning is the Youth Apprentice Program.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you a chance to get some hours in. During school or after school then?
Yeah, I mostly work after school and on weekends.
Okay.
I love it though. My coworkers are awesome.
Does anybody know how to use a manual typewriter anymore? Or is that, you know? Julie does. Okay. That's what they did in FBLA when I was in school back in the day. So it's amazing how is it expanded. These are three seniors. Let's talk to the underclassmen here today. Peyton Brown. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How about you, Phil?
Doing well. So tell us about what you're involved in with FBLA.
Yeah, so in FBLA, I took the Intro to Business Concepts test. That's only available to freshmen and sophomores. It's also a pretest, so I've already taken it.
Okay. How did it go?
I hope it went well. I was in Ms. Burnley's Intro to Business class, and I learned a lot in that class that transferred over to the test.
And so you've taken it? How do you think you did then for your competition?
For the competition, I think I did pretty good. It was almost identical to the class for several of the questions.
Why are you involved in FBLA?
I see that as a potential spot in my future, and my dad also is part of his own business.
So you'd like to maybe go into your own business someday?
Yeah, potentially someday.
Wonderful. What are some other things you're involved in at Ithaca Schools?
I'm in NHS, math club, and I also play baseball, basketball, and football.
Stay pretty busy then.
Yeah, for sure.
What's NHS doing these
days? NHS, we just finished up the coat and food drive along with FBLA.
And that went really well.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Kind of teaches you a little bit about giving back to the community and things like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And as far as future projects, anything else coming up for NHS or anything like that?
Not that I can think of. We've got concessions Friday, but that's...
Sure. Yeah, that gives you an opportunity. Make a little money, a little cash. Yeah.
They're going to volunteer at the pancake breakfast that the Ithaca Lions are hosting on February 1st also.
Oh, all right.
So NHS members will see them slinging some trays and wiping down tables.
Awesome. So does FBLA, you have an actual meeting where you get together as a whole group?
Mm-hmm. It's about every 2 weeks or so.
Every other week?
Yeah, every other week we have a meeting. Mostly just talk about, like, study for your events, make sure that everybody's staying on track to do their best.
These three here have kind of set a pretty gold standard, you know, for the classes that follow, right? It's a tough act to follow, right?
Yeah, 100% is.
Do you look at being an officer next year?
Yeah, hopefully.
And so right now you're just a member?
Yep, right now I'm currently just an active member.
Have you thought about a career, what you'd like to do after school?
I've thought about, like, business management or even potentially physical therapy.
So you got a couple of avenues that you can,
go
in. And you're in basketball?
Yep.
And how's that going for you?
It's going good. We've got a decent record. Lost a couple close ones, but, you know, conference is the majority that matters.
With the weather we're having, too, it's nice to talk about baseball. You know, right? That's kind of not too far down the road, too.
For sure, not too far.
And Ithaca's got a good tradition in baseball.
Yeah. Should be about the same as last year. Looking to go hopefully farther into playoffs this year, though.
Good deal. And were you in forensics or not?
Yeah, I'm in forensics.
You are. What category?
This year I'm doing group interp along with Devin and several other guys.
Okay. Group interp. So tell us about what does that involve?
So you get a written piece that you have to memorize a couple lines for like your introduction. And you get the piece you get to read off the sheet. And you just have your acting movements with it. And you perform in front of judges and they grade you on the five categories.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk to the forensics advisor. Thanks for coming in, Peyton, by the way. What about the first category or for the first competition for?
So forensics is a 3-stage competition program. There are some districts and programs that have other contests, but Ithaca and most of the programs in our area just start with a sub-district. If you qualify, you move on to district and then move on to state. We have some state qualifiers in here, and the majority of our teams do qualify for state. They do really well. The group interpretation that Peyton was talking about, so these are traditionally short stories. They're not plays. They're not anything that is scripted. And so they turn in these stories into a script. So there are voices. There's some staging involved. And so it's interpretive reading. And so they have to read these dramatically. Some are humorous. Some are serious. I think the one that they've chosen this year is going to be a great one. It's a little more humorous. These guys are a little more comedic than they are more straight-laced. So
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, right. Peyton might be the straightest guy in the group. He's a little more formal than the rest of these guys are, but they have really good comedic timing. Abby has done quite a few different categories. She's mostly written some speeches, but she does a really good job in reading prepared speeches as well. So there are performances of literature, which is something that someone else wrote, and then there are written speeches. And so we have a good balance of both of those at Ithaca and a very storied history there to some great predecessors of mine that I hope to live up to their reputation. Louise Murphy is one of the, if not the best in our area. Bob Pilla, Kathy Harris, some of the greats that are part of a legendary group of Ithaca's history. And they've set a really great foundation for forensics at our school. And our community, our staff, our board are very supportive of that.
Yeah, I always encourage if someone comes in and they tell me they're interested in communications, radio or TV or whatever, I'm always saying forensics, do it. You know?
Yeah, it's a safe environment. I mean, yes, you're performing in front of people, but the good news is most of them you don't know. So if you make a fool of yourself,
right.
And Phil probably did.
Oh, I still do every day.
But there's no harm in it. It's safe. So, you know, if you don't get the score you wanted to get, you're still not failing the class. You know, if it was a performance for a grade in a class, there's a little more of a ramification for that. But forensics is about as safe as it gets. And a lot of the students have said, Adam Hess is one, you know, it gives you a level of confidence in a safe environment where you're growing in that. You're practicing with someone who's more well-versed in speaking than you are that can help you become a little more confident and add some of those little tips and tricks and adjust your voice to be more confident and projective and professional and convincing. So I love being a coach of that one. That's you see the results.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something like I coach athletics too, and it's a little different, but there is nowhere but up in public speaking, and that's been a really great heartwarming and valuable, refreshing activity for me to coach.
There is a radio announcing category.
There is,
too,
Phil. You are right. There is a radio category, and that's kind of what Adam cut his teeth on. I don't know what, if you were in forensics, what category you did.
Believe it or not, I was storytelling all 4 years.
Oh, shocking. So, yeah, shocking. Yeah. Storytelling is a great one, too. They've adjusted that a little bit, so you probably had to prepare several.
I had to write a story.
Okay. Yes.
I think my senior year, it was the where you had to be familiar with 5
yes.
or 25 stories. And,
and
then
they've paired that back.
Oh, really?
So now you have 3.
Oh,
there
that's
3. Yeah, it's
that's easy. That's a piece
yeah,
of cake.
Yeah. And they give you categories. So you choose one from each of these 3 categories. And then each round you deliver that story. But that's memorized. So it's not mm-hmm. like library hour where you're reading from a short story, a picture book. But storytelling is one of my favorites to judge because they get so animated and you get into the story that they're telling. And that's a really fun one.
So you're going to have the competition at Ithaca.
At Ithaca.
Are you looking for volunteers? And
we'll always
like that?
Take volunteers. And I'm going to put a plug in for adjudicators. So being an adjudicator is a fancy name for saying a judge. I know there are several members of our community that would be fantastic judges. And really, it's about promoting and nurturing public speaking. So it's any variety from growth to you are wonderful. And there's always advice to give. I know Richland Center would love adjudicators. If anyone in the Richland Center is looking to be a judge, River Valley is looking for adjudicators. So there are some great opportunities for our community members to be involved in the youth and our future. And yes, if somebody wants to help us out the night of our competition, we would love the help. There are jobs that would be paying or not paid. We look for volunteers or just someone being present. People who know our building well would be welcome. Someone to help students find their way, the adjudicators to find their way, that would be very welcome.
Wonderful. And again, that's the 16th
the
of
16th
February?
The 16th at Ithaca. We're looking forward to it.
Great. Well, good luck this
Thank
season.
You.
You hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Katie, we'll come back to you. So FBLA, there's speaking opportunities in FBLA too, right?
Yeah, there are definitely some. You know, everybody has their different skills, and people have their different comfort levels. There's tests, there's speaking events. Some of them are prepared. We also have an impromptu speaking event. There's a job interview event. So there's a variety of different things that you could do.
That job interview event is very helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I used to be in human resources, so it's something I'm really passionate about, and it's something that everybody is going to have to use those skills someday. So it's a really popular event.
Well, good luck with your competition, too.
Thank you. I did want, if you don't mind,
Go ahead.
I do want to give a little plug on Peyton here. So last year, I had Peyton as a freshman, and he took one of my computer classes. And I said, how good are you at computers? He's like, I'm pretty good. I'm like, well, why don't you try, instead of taking a class where you create documents, why don't you try taking certifications from Microsoft? And Peyton and another student got more Microsoft certifications as he was a freshman than any other student I have had in a year. So Peyton ended up taking the class for a full year and got 6 Microsoft certifications last year as a freshman.
Wow.
Blew my socks off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's also my go-to guy when the vending machine is broken. The vending machine is FBLA's biggest fundraiser, and Peyton's usually the one I'm like, hey, Peyton, can you come and fix this?
What's the secret, Peyton? Is there a secret to fixing it? Or?
Not really. Just look at the manual. Otherwise, Mr. Federley, the principal, he somehow knows a lot about fixing vending machines. So he's normally walking the halls, and I just call him over, and he helps.
Maybe a paper clip here or there or
yeah,
something.
In case you just got to turn it off and on, unplug it.
Whatever it takes.
He's yep. definitely more mechanical than I am.
I guess. Me too. Well, to all of you, thanks for coming in. You've been great guests. Good luck with your competitions and everything. And good luck to the seniors, too, this
Thank
year.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your last semester is going to go by very fast.
First semester
flew, didn't it? Crazy. Hopefully somebody said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys. We appreciate
Thank you.
It. Katie Burnley, Julie Thompson joining us, the teachers at Ithaca, and Izzy Ortiz, Devin Iim, Abby Plunk, and Peyton Brown in this portion of the morning show.